in the limelight.
Recently, the U.S. government held the largest ever auction of oil and gas drilling leases in the Gulf of Mexico's history, offering up more than 80 million acres of the Gulf's seabed for fossil fuel extraction. We now present you an article written by Oliver Millman. The piece is titled, Revealed, Biden Administration Was Not Legally Bound to Auction Gulf Drilling Rights. The article has been published by the British newspaper The Guardian. The Biden administration admitted that a court decision did not compel it to lease vast tracts of the Gulf of Mexico for oil and gas drilling, shortly before claiming it was legally obliged to do so when announcing the sell-off. Recently, the U.S. government held the largest ever auction of oil and gas drilling leases in the Gulf of Mexico's history, offering up more than 80 million acres of the Gulf's seabed for fossil fuel extraction. The enormous sale, which took place just 4 days after crucial United Nations climate talks in Scotland, represented a spectacular about-turn from Joe Biden's previous promise to halt offshore drilling and was denounced by outraged environmental groups as a huge carbon bomb. President Biden's administration insisted it was obliged to hold the lease sale due to a court ruling in favor of a dozen states that sued to lift a blanket pause placed on new drilling permits by President Biden. But The Guardian revealed a memo filed by the U.S. Department of Justice before the lease sale acknowledges that this judgment does not force the U.S. government to auction off drilling rights to the Gulf of Mexico. Government lawyers to the federal court in Louisiana in August wrote, "While the order enjoins and restrains the Department of Interior from implementing the pause, it does not compel Interior Department to take the actions specified by plaintiffs, let alone on the urgent timelines specified in plaintiffs' contempt motion." The memo states the issuance of new drilling permits would require further steps under federal laws, adding, "The court's order does not compel the agency to act in contravention of other authorities." The memo's language was first referenced by the Daily Poster. However, just a month after arguing that it was not required to hold the sale, the Department of the Interior's Bureau of Ocean Energy Management announced it would auction off an area of the Gulf of Mexico that is 2 times the size of Florida to oil and gas companies. The expanse of the Gulf put up for auction contains around 1.12 billion barrels of oil and 4.2 trillion cubic feet of gas, with the leases locking in years and potentially decades of planet-heating emissions. It comes at a time when the International Energy Agency, the IEA, has said no new fossil fuel projects can be established after this year if the world is to avoid catastrophic heat waves, flooding, and other disastrous impacts from runaway climate change. Thomas Mayer, National Organizing Manager of Food and Water Watch, said, "The Biden administration has been misleading on this, to put it mildly. It's very disappointing," adding, "They didn't have to hold this sale, and they didn't have to hold it on this timeline." Thomas Mayer said, "We know this will exacerbate the climate crisis. It undermines U.S. credibility abroad, and it contradicts a campaign promise made by Joe Biden. If the administration was taking the climate crisis seriously, they would be fighting tooth and nail to keep every molecule of fossil fuel in the ground. They are nowhere near to doing that. The auction, held on 17th of November, ended up netting the government $191.6 million from companies such as Exxon, Chevron and BP, the company responsible for the Deepwater Horizon disaster in 2010. A total of 308 tracts of the Gulf of Mexico's seabed were sold off, covering 1.7 million acres, an area larger than the state of Delaware. The rapid staging of the lease sale was not required by the courts of law and could have instead been delayed by a proper federal review of climate and other environmental impacts, according to Earth Justice, an environmental group that is suing to halt the leases before they come into effect in February. Brittany Hardy, a senior attorney at Earth Justice, says, "Interior Department had a lot of discretion over whether to hold this sale, this lease sale, and they chose to do it anyway. The Biden administration is talking about a climate crisis and getting to net zero emissions, and then it makes decisions like this that lock us into impacts for decades to come. These leases could potentially be producing oil 50 years from now. We have no good answer as to why they're doing this. It's problematic and it's disappointing." A spokesperson for the Department of the Interior said that it was complying with a U.S. District Court's decision in going ahead with the leases. He did not answer questions over why the government said in August that this court decision does not compel the auction. The decision to go ahead with the sale has damaged Joe Biden's climate credentials after the COP26 talks in Glasgow, where he said the United States would lead by example in slashing greenhouse gas emissions. The president, who has called the climate crisis an existential threat to the United States, said in a Democratic primary debate last year that under his administration, there would be no more drilling, including offshore. No ability for the oil industry to continue to drill, period, ends number one. This jarring contradiction has alarmed even some of Joe Biden's closest allies, with three Democratic members of Congress filing a brief recently with the federal court calling for a halt to the Gulf lease sales. The three admitted that they are deeply concerned and shocked that the government is pushing ahead with the drilling despite its own findings that the largest lease sale in history has not had an adequate environmental review. President Biden has set a target for the United States to reach net zero emissions by 2050, and the use of the huge amount of land and ocean overseen by the federal government is seen as critical to this goal. The production and consumption of fossil fuels on federal land causes about a quarter of all American greenhouse gas emissions, and a president has broad unilateral powers to limit or expand oil, gas, and coal development. The Biden administration's apparent reluctance to aggressively wield this authority may cost it politically, as well as worsen the climate crisis ahead of midterm elections next year. Thomas Mayer said, "This is not going to help with Democratic turnout next year. There is a core constituency of young people and people who care about climate change who are upset and feeling betrayed by the Biden administration." Some commentators have pointed to Joe Biden's need to appease Senator Joe Manchin, a fossil fuel-friendly centrist Democrat who is a crucial vote for the president's Build Back Better spending bill, as a reason for the drilling. Hardy said, "If it is political, that is unfortunate because the climate doesn't really care about politics." Climate change will continue to cause problems for the whole nation if we don't address it now.